Today we have reached the forest of Bilvavan, and here Krishna, along with his cows and calves and cowherd boys, would come. This forest is also mystical because it is said that Lakshmi Devi herself resides here. Once, Lakshmi Devi heard about Krishna, about Radharani, about the gopis and the rasa dance, and about the dark moonlit nights when those transcendental exchanges were taking place. Lakshmi Devi desired to also enter into the rasa dance. However, in order to enter the rasa dance, one first requires the favor and mercy of Radharani. And so Lakshmi Devi came here to engage in austerities, to gain that favor to enter the rasa dance. Now one may question, Lakshmi Devi is with Vishnu, Narayan, all the time. Why did she want to go and meet Krishna? Aren't Vishnu and Krishna the same? Our ancient teachers explain, when it comes to identity, tattva, position, then there's no difference between Krishna and Vishnu. They're the same. But when it comes to rasa, taste, mellow, intimacy, character, then Krishna far supersedes any other form of the Lord. The residents of Vrindavan don't love Krishna because he is God. They love God because he is Krishna. In other words, Krishna's beauty has conquered them. Here in this forest, we're remembering that Krishna is full of color, character, and charisma. And Rupa Goswami reminds us that if we're at all interested in family, friendship, love, society, and other material concerns, then don't go to the banks of the Jamuna on the Keshi Ghat, because there is one boy. He is standing in a threefold bending posture. He's holding a flute and he's casting sidelong glances at those who look at him. And if his eyes meet your eyes, then you may just forget about everything in this world